All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We're going to go a little bit old school with you guys this week. You know, we've done the newer ones, and now we're going to do the older ones. I did promise we'd do some older stuff, so this is a week that we're going to do older stuff. And I hope you guys like it, because you guys have wanted some discipline for a while, and I'm going to try to bring as much of it as I can. So let's get started. I get to the photography club room and put my ear against the door to listen to what is going on inside. It seems that no one's inside. There's no one in the hallway either. I make sure, then I reach for the door. The secret code is... I punch in the numbers in the pad.
It's been a while, guys. So, let me go look at that old walkthrough. Don't even know if I'm on the right phone for that, but we'll see in a minute. That ain't it. Didn't think I'd hit a choice. There we are. Gotcha. Alright, so. Choice 30 of 40. So we're really close to the end. Secret code confirmed. I make sure the door is unlocked and that no one is in there before I go in. No one's in here, I mutter and sneak into the empty room. Where is the thing I'm looking for? I look around the room for the video decks. There, I find them easily. There are numerous video decks on a rack on the wall. It won't matter if I take one. This'll work. I grab a random video deck. RIP! I yank the cord out and get the video deck. I take it and leave the room quickly. I walk down the empty hallway with the cord hanging from the video deck. Why am I doing this anyway? It's really heavy. I grumble as I walk down the hall. It's a good thing that the dorm is so close. I couldn't go very far with this thing. I'm finally here. I'm exhausted. I finally carry the video deck back to the dorm. I take my shoes off and go inside and stumble to the dining room. I'm home. I put the video deck on the floor. I'm finally free of its weight. I hold my lower back and sit down. Where did you get that? She looks at the video deck and asks suspiciously. Wow, he really stole one. Arrest, arrest! Excuse me, you're the ones who told me to get one even if I had to steal it. Besides, I borrowed it from a friend. I make it all up, but in actuality, I stole it. Yay, a video deck. Nonomiya is all over the video deck that I got. She hooks it up to the TV. Are you sure it's okay that you borrowed this? Yeah, sure! I laugh. Odakawa looks worried. Sudo had got me into all kinds of trouble. He can lend me a video deck. It's done. Nonomiya gets it hooked up. She has a videotape and tries to put it in the machine. You're gonna use it already? Yep, I'm gonna record. Hayototo Hamtaro. Oh, Hamtaro, okay. Nonomiya looks happy and pushes the tape in. Click! She's so happy it was worth stealing it. Click, click, click! What's wrong with this? The tape won't go in. Nonomiya tries to push the tape in. She's starting to get mad. No way! Maybe you're trying to put it in backwards. I watched Nonomiya. She's about to lose it. No way! Look, the hole is smaller than the tape! Uh-oh. Hey, this button says something about beta. Huh? I panic and look at the button. It's true, the recording mode doesn't say normal or 3X, but beta? Something. Yeah, it won't go in! Slam, slam, slam! Nonamiya loses it. She begins to pound on the machine with her tape. Is this a beta video deck? In other words, is it Betamax? Oh shit, he done fucked up. You haven't brought home a beta deck, have you? Ha ha ha, but they say beta has a better picture and the tapes are smaller and take up less space. Remember, it was the porn industry that made it the reason why VHS1, also DVD, the porn industry decided to put their stuff on VHS, and because people bought more VHS because of porn, it sold more and it destroyed beta sales. And the same thing with DVD, because they were going to use, what was it called? No, I think even, because they had HD DVD and they had Blu-ray. Because I think Blu-ray also won because of that, because they were going to do HD DVD. But you guys called them Blue Disc, which actually makes a lot more sense. I don't like the idea of calling them Blu-ray. It sounds bizarre to me. But they say beta has a better picture and the tapes are smaller and take up less space. What year are you talking about? You can't get the tapes anymore. We can't rent beta tapes. Slam! Nonamiya is furious. She slams the tape into the floor and breaks it. What are you gonna do? You got us all excited. Miyagishi throws darts at me with her eyes. But I got you a video as promised. Bang! Do you really think we're gonna be satisfied with this piece of junk? But I worked really hard to get this. Look, you're gonna get us a new one next time. But... Hey, Hayami, if you mock me, you'll die! Nonamiya grabs my shirt and shouts at me. Nonamiya! That's enough already. Hayami-kun went out of his way to get it for you. Otokawa. I look at Otokawa like she's a goddess. Let's eat dinner. You got lucky. Heh. I sit down at the table and sigh. This is all Sudo's fault for having beta decks. No one uses beta these days. I finish dinner in my bath and fall into bed exhausted from the day. I'm exhausted. What a day. Wait, it's gonna get even harder. Thinking about the baseball game, I'm filled with doubt. We have a team, but can we really play a game? Otokawa is our saving grace. It's gonna be hard to get a hit off of her pitches, but we can't depend solely on her arm. And I'm not sure how much stamina Otokawa has. She is a girl. We don't have a stand-in pitcher. She can't change with Takigawa. She's gonna have to pitch the whole game. The more I think about it, the more worried I get. But I have to concentrate on the exams first. I toss and turn, and my head begins to hurt, thinking about the exams that start on Monday. In some ways, I'm less worried about the exams than the game. Since I've been here, I've been dragged into all kinds of messes and haven't had time to study at all. It's impossible for me to study for exams under these conditions, and from what I hear, the average score is higher than normal. And why is the headmistress like that? And why are everyone's grades so good? Maybe it's because of how she is. Regardless, I have to come up with a plan. I have to come up with a way to pass the exams in 2 days. As I am thinking, I hear someone knocking on my door. Who is it? It's me. It's open. Click. Otokawa opens the door. She sees me lying on the bed and sighs. I thought you'd be studying. How can you be lying around? Excuse me, I'm thinking about the exams.
しょ。そんなことしてる余裕があったら、1ページでも教科書を暗記すれば。
Thinking about them isn't going to do you any good. If you have time to do that, why don't you memorize a page of equations? I know, you don't have to tell me. I dragged myself off the bed. So, what did you come to tell me? Here. This is the last exam. Otokawa hands me a stack of papers.I thought it would give you an idea of the kinds of questions. I take it from her and look through the pages. I look at the answer sheet. She's in the 90th percentile. Even at my best, I only ever score about a 70 tops. The average score on the math section was 74. In English, it was 78. She says without changing her expression at all. What was the score?I can't believe the unusually high average score. My mouth is agape. Judging from Otokawa's expression, she's telling the truth. So that means if the average is 74, the black mark line is half that, 37. I'm sure I can score at least a 37. I do the math and look at the question sheet. As I look through the questions, I feel more and more depressed. I don't understand. The level of questions is totally out of my league.Usually there's a few giveaways, and depending on who's writing the test, that usually a quarter of the questions are like that. But there are hardly any easy questions on the sheet. There aren't that many multiple choice questions either, so I can't depend on luck or instinct. To be honest, I think I would have gotten a black mark on the last test. So, think you can do it? What can I say? I just shake my head. If these are the kind of questions, I'm finished for sure.Don't look so despondent. You're making me worried. If you study really hard for 2 days, you can manage, can't you? No way, is what I wanted to say, but that would get her even more worried. I'll look through the rest of them. I'm gonna concentrate now, so do you mind leaving? I say, pale-faced. I spread the pages on my desk and look at them.Are you sure you're okay? You only have 2 days, so you have to study as hard as you can. If you're not sure, I'll help you. Otokawa sounds worried as she leaves the room. Click! I look at the questions she'd spread out on my desk and groan with despair. If the questions are going to be like this, no matter how hard I study, it's not going to matter.And this is just one subject? How am I supposed to get through this? There's no way I can get through all this on my own. There's no way that someone with my brains can study his butt off and come out okay. I don't have a lot of time. I need someone really strong to help me use my time effectively. Thankfully, everyone who lives here is brilliant and can tutor me. But I'm sure Miyagishi and Nanamiya would say no if I asked them. But there are Otokawa and Kanada. Both of them are super smart. Well, Kanada has some personality issues, but she looks smarter than Otokawa.I could ask them. This isn't the time to be going back and forth about this. The other person I can ask for help is Sudo. He said ask him if I needed help. If stupid Sudo can pass, he's gotta have something really good up his sleeve. But Sudo always gets me in trouble. It could very likely happen again. The only other option is to cheat. I can do that without causing trouble for anyone else. The risk of getting caught is high, but so long as I don't get caught, it's the easiest way. What am I going to do?Now that I have all my options in front of me, I ponder which option to go with.
Yes.
Okay. So, this is the most important question in the entire game. This determines whether or not you get the good or the bad ending. This one single choice. This one choice. It's ask Otokawa to tutor me. That is the only way you get the good ending. No other ending.After thinking about it for a long time, I decide to ask Otokawa to tutor me. That seems like the best choice. Otokawa can help me out, even if it's a short amount of time. I know it's a lot to ask since she's already helped me out a lot, but I'm going to ask her anyway. Oh, we've got one more. I have to also say, keep studying. That's another one. So both those are key choices. If you don't use those choices, you will not get the true ending to the game.
さて、そうと決まれば、早速頼みに行ってみるか。
Now that I've decided, I'm going to ask her. I get up and hurry towards Odakawa's room. Odakawa's room is... Come to think of it, this is the first time I'm going to her room. Here it is. I stand in front of Odakawa's door and knock.
Hi.
Yes. It's Hayami. Come in, it's open. I open the door. Click. I enter the room and look around. Her room is clean. It looks like Odakawa's room. Then I think about it. It seems strange to be in a girl's room at night. Why are you just standing there? What do you want? I want to ask you a favor. I mumble uncomfortably and try to gauge Odakawa's expression. What? Why are you being so rigid? If you have something to say, go ahead and say it. Okay then. I want to ask you to tutor me for the exams. Tutor? Me? Would you do it? I put my hands together and plead. Well, since you asked like that, I guess I could. Odakawa looks ill at ease, but she doesn't seem to be saying no. But you only have 2 days. If I take this on, we're going to go for it, full on. Are you sure you want to do it? Yes, if that will improve my scores, I'll do anything. I convey my thoughts and look straight at Odakawa's eyes, seriously. Fine, I'll do it. Thank you, I owe you. Get plenty of rest tonight so you're good and ready tomorrow. We're going to study all day tomorrow, starting early. Okay. I feel like I'm going to get a headache just thinking about studying all day, but it's just 2 days. If that'll get me to pass, it's easy. Then go to bed. Get up at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Okay. Good night, then. Good night. Oh, hey, do you have any earplugs? I remember something and asked Odakawa. I do, but why do you need them? Can I borrow them? I need to get a good night's sleep. Sure. Odakawa takes her earplugs out of a drawer and hands them to me. Thanks, this'll help a lot. I thank her and leave the room. When I get back to my room, I set my alarm for 7 and get into bed. I stuff the borrowed earplugs into my ears. Great. Now I can sleep through Kanada's ruckus. Good night. Click. I have to study hard starting tomorrow. 7th day, Saturday. Snore, snore. Slam! Huh? I feel a sudden pain. I awaken from a dream and bolt out of bed. What the? I don't know what's going on. I look around, half asleep. I see Odakawa in my room. She's standing there looking very scary. She must be the source of this pain. I look more closely. Her mouth is moving. It looks like she's yelling at me. But I can't hear a thing. It's utter silence. It's like I'm watching a silent movie. I wonder if this is Odakawa's new method for waking me up. Or maybe she's so disgusted that when I wake up, that I won't wake up. She's making fun of me. What are you doing, Odakawa? Are you joking around? I examine Odakawa's face more closely. Odakawa has lost it. She sticks her finger in my ears and digs the things out of them. You're the one who's kidding around. Suddenly, I can hear her voice at full volume. I completely forgot that I had earplugs in. Good morning. You seem well today. I try to play it off and smile back at Odakawa. What are you thinking? What's the point of an alarm clock if you have earplugs in your ears? No wonder I wasn't being woken up by my alarm clock. You're the one who asked me to tutor you, and this is how you start off? I'm so sorry, I totally forgot. Are you really serious about this? If you're not, it's going to be futile for me to teach you. I'm busy, you know. If you're doing this unwillingly, I don't want to tutor you. I'm sorry. I apologize, so please teach me. I'm sorry. I bowed to her on my bed. If Otokawa abandons me, it's all over. Okay, you're hopeless. Then get changed and go wash your face. We'll start studying as soon as you finish breakfast. Okay, I'll do exactly what you say. I get out of bed and change into my clothes. Yeah, what are you taking your clothes off? Oh, excuse me. Why are you taking your clothes off? Wait till I leave to get changed. Sorry. Otokawa's face turns bright red. She runs out of my room. This is a bad start. I hope this doesn't set the tone. I sigh and get dressed in a hurry and leave the room. I wash my face and go to the dining room. I eat the food that's been set out for me. It's right before exams, but everyone looks at ease and is eating their breakfast leisurely, watching TV, while Kanada is studying as usual. Why does Otokawa have such a high score when Kanada is constantly studying? That doesn't make sense. Hey, Hayami-kun, I heard you ask Otokawa to tutor you. Miyagishi asked me as I'm eating my breakfast. She's got a smirk on her face. I bet she's up to something. I did. Is there a problem? I continue to eat my breakfast as I ask Miyagishi. I can't believe you asked Otokawa. You're so cold. What do you mean by that? If you had asked me, I'd given you private lessons. Private lessons and a bad end. You're spoiling my appetite. Let me eat in peace. Oh, that's not very nice. Since when did you become such a bad guy? Takun, I want to study with you too. I'll teach you all kinds of things. All kinds of wrong things. Stop bothering me. Leave me alone. They come at me with sickly sweet voices. I shoo them away. It's like that scene in Slam Dunk, where all the women are like, "Hold on, let us see the guys!" And then my man, he comes over there, and he shuts the door, and they bang on the door. They're like, "Why can't we see these men? Why can't?" It's like, "Go away! Get out of our gym! This is our gym!" He's basically saying, "No, I don't want your sexual temptations. Damn it, I'm going to study and pass this test. Get away from me, ye harlots!" As soon as you're done eating, we're going to start studying. I'll be waiting in my room, so come quickly, Otokawa says and leaves the dining room. She's waiting, you sexy man, you. Sexy man. Shut up, jeez. I'm sick of them teasing me. I get up to leave. I'm worried about them. They're so young. Don't do anything bad. Is she a goat now? Don't worry. We'll bring you some tea and cake later. No, thank you! I leave the dining room. They stand there watching me. I bet they're planning on bothering us. Good luck! Good luck! You don't even mean that. Be a man, Hayami. Be a fucking man.
I gather my books and my pens and head towards Odakawa's room. Come in. Odakawa is already waiting for me at her table. Thanks for doing this. Just hurry up and sit down. I obey her and sit across from her. Let's start by seeing where you are. Odakawa sets some sheets of questions in front of me. Do one page of each subject. You have 1 hour. Okay. I take them and flip through the pages and start working on them. She's actually doing it like a teacher would. So basically, he's going to do each subject, as she said, a page. And then she's going to go through his answers and kind of work with him and find out, you know, what he's gotten wrong on this and that. That's one of the best ways to teach people. These are pretty difficult. But I think I can... I answer the questions with Odakawa watching me. Okay, stop. Hour's up, which means it's 8 o'clock. Well, it might be a little later. It might be about 9. Wait a second, I'm almost finished with the last... What? I fill in the answer to the last question. There, all finished. Satisfied, I hand the papers back to Odakawa. You got through a lot of these. Satisfied, I hand the papers back to... Damn it. Odakawa looks at them impressed. She used a red pen to go through them. If I put my mind to it, I can do this easy. I'm full of confidence. I watch Odakawa go through my answers with great hope. Scribble, scribble, scribble. But as Odakawa's red pen moves down the page, her expression changes. She's been making X's with her red pen. There are hardly any check marks. Scribble, scribble. Anger comes across Odakawa's face. She continues to make X's. Slam! Odakawa finished marking the answer sheet. She throws them at me violently. Why such abysmal results? I don't know why. She looks so scary. I have nothing to say in response, so I avert my eyes. It's full of mistakes. You can't just answer to put something down. Pretty much everything that isn't a multiple choice question is wrong, and I bet you guessed on the multiple choice questions. English 17 points, literature 20 points, history 36, science 30, and math 19. Me and him are probably matched on math anyway. You're going to get a black mark for sure! I hate to say it, but those are horrible scores. I thought I did a little better than that. But I tried my best! This is your best? You wouldn't even have to try to score this low! Odakawa cradles her head. I have a picture of your intellect now. I have no choice but to put the screws to you and force the information in. The screws? Normal studying methods aren't going to do any good. We have to figure out the kinds of questions they'll ask, and you'll have to master them. Okay. Okay, let's do it then. We don't have a single second to waste. Odakawa opens her notebook and textbook. She begins to highlight the important points. There are notes all over her textbook. It's covered. Her notebook is the same. She hasn't just written down what the teacher says, but includes notes that she made to herself. Odakawa further simplifies the notes and explains them so that even stupid me can understand. She's a really good tutor. I think I can follow her. So if you use this formula, you can solve it easily. Got it? Sort of.
Then try to solve this one. You can use the notes. I solved the problem just like Odakawa taught me. I'm finished. Let's see. Correct! Say you can do it if you try. Then do the next five so you don't forget. You can't do math by rote memory, so you have to make sure you understand it. I am encouraged by her words. I answer the next problems with ease. Thanks to Odakawa's passionate lessons, I make up for lost time and stuff information into my head at a high pace. I think the outlook may be good. This helps my brain to kick into high gear, and I answer the questions. I'm finished! Let's see. They're all right! Okay, next! Are you sure you want to go that fast? You don't want to burn out on your first subject. You're the one who said we don't have a second to waste, so go on. You sure are confident. I hope it lasts. Then do these problems. Use the notes as a reference. No problem. I solve one problem after the next. You've made some good progress. I finished several pages of problems and lean into the table. I'm tired. I need to take a break. Odakawa finishes marking them. She looks satisfied. It was well worth the efforts. Look, you got a 70! These aren't the most difficult questions, but if you can score at least a 70, you won't get a black mark. That's enough math. Let's move on to history. That was just one subject? Stop whining. We still have a long way to go. I'm suddenly exhausted upon hearing this. I have to study like this for 2 days. This is hell. Look at what time it is. Let's take a break and have lunch. Saved! I agree enthusiastically with Odakawa's suggestion. Let's eat! I'm enjoying this freedom from studying. I slowly begin to eat my lunch. Hey, Odakawa, my portion looks a little small. I asked Odakawa after comparing mine to Miyagishi's. She's right. If you eat too much and get sleepy, you won't be able to study. That actually happens to me. But having a tough time, Hayami-kun? Then I'll eat Hayami-kun's for him. Miyagishi smiles and points at her empty plate and points it out to Odakawa. Can I have seconds? I want seconds too! Ditto, the three of them say spitefully. What's with the three of you? You never ask for seconds. Heh, I ignore the three of them and continue eating. Thank you. I finish my meager lunch and lean back and rest. I have to get a little rest so I have energy so I can study this afternoon. I want more! Me too! Ditto. Their nasty chiding is wearing on me. Oof, I'm full. Re-ate your portion too so you can concentrate on studying. I ate too much. Whatever, thanks. I space out and answer them. I ate too much and now I'm sleepy. I don't have anything to do this afternoon, so I guess I'll take a nap. That is one of the great things about being off. Sure, there's games I can play and stuff, but it's great to not have to do anything sometimes, so you can just take a nap. Taking a nap is absolutely fine when you work, you know. I'm saying when you work 5 days a week, like I don't work crazy hours, but I mean, at any rate, you know, just working every single day, yeah, it can do. I mean, I do labor work, so, you know, you do labor, you're moving around a lot, you're lifting a lot of things,
Oh yeah, you get tired. You tire out, especially the older you get. So, yeah. Crashing on the bed for a little bit, no issue with that. I'm gonna take a nap too. Good for you. Do you want to join me? Wanna? Oh, I'm so sorry. You still have to study, Hayami-kun. Must be hard being stupid. They say that death is the only cure for stupidity, but an idiot is an idiot, dead or alive. Death is also sometimes a result of stupidity. Don't die, Takun. They're not making any sense, but it's starting to piss me off. Why are they smarter than me? God, it's so unfair. No, he might not like that too much. Come on, Hayami-kun, you've had enough of a break. Let's get back to studying. What? My break is already over? It hasn't even been 30 minutes. We won't have time for a long break. 30 minutes is plenty. But... come on, let's go. I slowly get up. I follow Otakawa back upstairs. Good luck. Bye-bye. Ugh. We get back to the room and Otakawa spreads her history books and notes out on the table. Okay, next is history. History is my forte, especially world history. I tell Otakawa with confidence. You're not very good at it for being your forte. With you, it's not a forte, you're better at it. So let's see you score at least a 60. She's so harsh. Alexander the Great. But these exams will be focused on world history, so you're in luck. Okay, let's begin then. This is mostly memorization, so I'm gonna have you memorize the things that will be on the test. Bring it on. Then go ahead and memorize the highlights of pages 61 through 70. After 15 minutes, I'll give you some questions. That's easy. I begin to read the textbook. Okay, stop. Now answer these questions. No worries. I take the question sheet and answer the questions. I think that's it. I answer all the questions and hand it back to Otakawa. Let's see. Otakawa goes through all the answers with a red pen. Hey, you only got half of them right. Did you memorize the highlighted sections? More or less. I was very good in history. I would always joke that, hey, the answers to the questions are in the text. Like, all you gotta do is read the text, and it's not that many pages. So, you know, you just read through it, and it's like, what did George Washington do? Oh, yeah, he crossed the Delaware. I mean, that's literally a question on some of those. They did, like, cumulative review and critical thinking and all those sort of things they would call them. And then, of course, sometimes you'd be asked to do the essay question. More or less isn't good enough. I'm asking you questions about things that are going to be on the test. If you can't remember these things, forget it. Do it over. Do it over, but this time you have 10 minutes to go over the same pages, and then you're retaking the test. I don't know, I do kind of miss, like, history class. I really did enjoy learning about things that happened through time. I guess that's why, you know, I don't know, my mother enjoys the History Channel, and yes, I know there's all kinds of aliens and crazy stuff like that on there, but there's, I don't know, there was this one show
And there's like, oh, we're talking about the lost treasure of Montezuma's gold, you know. And they were showing about the history of it and how, you know, a lot of the people that were actually in Tenochtitlan, when they were trying to flee because they were going to be killed by the Aztecs, you know. We're talking, of course, the Spaniards here, you know. They would carry gold with them. And the gold, and they would just, you know, it's a small land bridge. So basically, you know, as narrow as it is, and you've got people chasing after you, you know, just way more of them than you, and you're carrying all this gold, you're gonna, you're probably gonna end up falling into the water and probably sinking to death with the bars of gold in your hands. So that's what happened with a lot of this gold, you know, and they're still looking for all this gold, but the problem is, all this gold is buried at the bottom of what is now Mexico City. So, if you've seen Mexico City now, there's no way in the hell you're gonna find that gold. You'd have to dig up roads and shit. And I'm talking big highways. They literally just paved over all that. You've got people's houses and everything sitting in there. So there's no way in heck you're going to ever find that gold. Because, you know, they've repaved all over it. It's a big city now. But it's still fascinating that just this billions of dollars, that's how much it is now, is at the bottom of the ocean somewhere, just waiting for somebody to get it one day. Do it over, but this time you have 10 minutes to go over the same pages and then you're retaking the test. Again? We're going to do it until you get them all right. They're the same questions, you better get a perfect They're the same questions, so you better get a perfect score this time. Okay. I slump. I begin to reread the same passage. Hey, Hayami-kun! What? I was starting to doze. I wake up to Otakawa's voice. Sorry. I think staring at the questions all day has got the better of me, and I guess I started to doze off. I look at the clock. It's about 3. With Otakawa sitting next to me, I can't slack off, but my mental exhaustion is at its peak. You need to hang in there. We have to get through 3 subjects today. Okay, okay. Her words bum me out, but I somehow regain my drive and turn back to the questions. I hear an unexpected knock on the door. Who is it? The door opens without a response. Miyagishi and Onomiya burst into the room. Hello, how's the studying going? You're studying hard. Hey, don't bother us. Well, you see, you've been at it for so long, we brought you some tea and cake because we're so considerate. Please, have some. Nonomiya places a tray with the tea and cake on the floor. There is steam coming from the yummy-looking tea. The cake is strawberry shortcake. But I don't see any tea for me, and the cake that appears to be mine looks like the strawberries have been picked out. I don't see any tea for me. Here, you get this one, Hayami-kun. Miyagishi puts a strange-looking energy drink in front of me. The label says Unequaled Z on it. Looks suspicious, and it's made by Morimoto Pharmaceuticals. Uh-oh. What about the strawberries in my cake? Oh no! There's whipped cream on Nonomiya's lips. She ate them! Let's not worry about the details. I hope this gives you a boost. You're so pushy. Fine, Hayami-kun. It looks like your concentration is waning, so let's take a break. Otakawa takes the tea and puts it to her lips. Phew, thank God. I relax, I put down the pen and stretch. Miyagishi and Onomiya's visit is allowing me to take a break. They came to bother us, but I totally welcome them. I am thinking this as I reach for the energy drink that Miyagishi brought me. I'm a little suspicious because it's from Morimoto Pharmaceuticals, but it looks like it's a retail item, so it should be okay to drink. I take off the cap and drink it down. Glug, glug. So, are things getting good with Otakawa? Or did you already do it? Miyagishi whispers in my ear. I choke on my drink. Are you okay? It's nothing. Horikawa is looking at me strangely. I brush it off. What do you mean by that? I glare at Miyagishi for asking such a strange thing and ask her quietly. What do you mean, what do you mean? Exactly that. A girl and a guy spend hours in a room. It would be very strange if nothing happened. I don't think it's strange. We've been studying the whole time. We haven't had the time for anything like that. You're such a prude, Hayami. That's why the tennis club was able to steal your virginity. I glare at Miyagishi smirking. What if Otokawa hears her? Just force yourself on her. Said nobody ever. Excuse me? Otokawa's a girl too. I bet she's hoping for it. Otokawa is not like you. Yes, she is. She's a girl. At that age. I'm sure she's curious about sex and she's masturbated. She may have even had sex. What? What is going on? Why are you whispering? Nothing, nothing. I force a smile and shake my head and try to play it off. Now I'm starting to understand what they're doing here. Now that I notice, I have to get them out of here fast. Anyway, you've done what you came for now. Please leave. Oh my, you're so cold and we so considerately brought you tea. And I appreciate it. We could bring you some contraception too if you'd like. No, thank you! Just kidding, you don't have to look so mad. Miyagishi says and moves away from me. Come on, Nonomiya, we don't want to bother them. Let's go. Okay, you two, good luck. Good luck! They say and leave the room. Jeez, you really have to be on your toes with them. And so our short break comes to an end. We begin the study for the exams again. Alright guys, so discipline is going to cut for a minute and we'll be back tomorrow after the comics. Yes, I'm going to be doing the boys, but after the comics with more discipline. Remember, it's going to be pretty much discipline all week because we're trying to get through discipline and we're on, let's see here. We've got about 9 more choices to make, so I don't know how much more of the game, but we're getting close to the end here. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with more discipline. Stay tuned.